Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I feel like, and you're the professional, so tell me if this is true, but I feel like if you let yourself go there too often, there comes a slippery slope where you can't reel it back. Do you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I think people indulge in the weight loss thing and the body image thing as if they can always reel it back. And it's just sort of one of my hobbies to pay. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'd love for you just to speak to the oversaturation in our body, our weight, and where we really make a career out of our food, the number on the scale, how we look in our genes.
Oh, I could unpack so much of that. One thing that I think is really important for people to understand is that an eating disorder is biological, psychological, and social. So you have to have all three things to make the perfect storm. So not everyone who diets is going to develop an eating disorder, but most eating disorders start with the diet.
Interesting.
So for my situation, you take me and you take my sister, and we grew up in the same family. We obviously got different messages. But for me and my genetic makeup, I had the genetic makeup for somebody who couldn't stop once I started. So another way to say it is genetics makes the gun. An environment loads the gun. Mm. So our environment, it's almost acceptable to body shame, to say, you know, oh, I'm so fat, or my butt's so big, and that, or, you know, I'm on a diet. So you combine our environment. And then you add in an overwhelming set of emotional circumstances. So, and that's what pulls the trigger. So for me, I had the genetic predisposition potentially for addictive behavior. I had an environment in college where all we were really talking about was dieting and getting thin. And then an overwhelming set of emotional circumstances, really just trying to be a 20-something and trying to figure out who I was and feeling a deep sense of shame that I wasn't good enough, really created the perfect storm once I started dieting. Mm. Now, somebody like my sister who would do that, it wouldn't turn into an eating disorder for her because she doesn't have potentially the genetic makeup that I do. So that's how it turns from disordered eating into an eating disorder.
Interesting.
But most of our society has disordered eating.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is using food, not what food is for, using it for emotions. And food is just fuel. Mm. That's all it is. And you watch, you know, especially in women, you watch commercials where somebody will be on and, oh, I you know, I'm breaking up with my boyfriend. I need to eat a pint of ice cream. It's almost socially acceptable for us to say those things.
To medicate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And food is just fuel. And unfortunately, in our society, we're a disordered eating society.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.